This is Stavinston.
All right, last segment of this partay. Do some scamming scammers with Jane. Jane. The only reason Pip shows up every week is
Jane
every,
stories.
Every other week. Well, now you have to show up because you. Well, no, I meant that. I meant that we do the bit every other week.
Okay.
But now she has to show up every week because she doesn't have a computer, so she has no choice. So she's got to drag her carcass here no matter what.
Funny. Oh, my carcass.
Yes. So we'll do some scamming scammers.
So, as I recall,
Jane was not happy that Davin was stripping to make some money.
No, she didn't like that.
I had to get myself oiled up. Again with the picture.
Yeah.
We had some sexy talk.
Yeah, I mean, surprisingly sexy talk for one of these girls.
So we'll go to Sunday, February 25th, 2018. She goes, hi. I go, hi.
Look how loud. The rhythmic jungle music. There you go.
Hi. I go, hi. After you call me a liar, I don't think hi covers it.
Yeah, oh!
Fighting Dad.
Yeah, he already starts.
She goes, then kisses then. I go, are you schizophrenic?
Yeah, really?
I go, you call me a liar and then you act like nothing's wrong. You give me crap for hookers and drugs, so I stop that and hit the road to strip and make some money for us, and you still give me shit.
I know. It's like, you're a prince.
No matter what I do.
Yeah, really.
You've had the argument. You've had the argument. You know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, right. No matter what I do, it's a problem.
I go, nah, I don't need this. I need a woman who loves me and trusts me. Without trust, we have nothing.
Yeah, trust you to do what? Have take drugs?
But this is a twist because the scammers are always asking for trust.
I know. Oh, no, actually, that's actually very good.
Yes. She goes, and you don't trust me also, and you don't care about me. I go, I never called you a liar. You always call me a liar. One minute you want to suck my dick, and the next you attack me.
Write that down.
What, the suggestions? I go, this is really, 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 really?
Oh, my God.
Been a while.
Keystroke. Keystroke.
I go, fuck, really? You triggered really, really, really my keystroke.
Oh, God.
She goes, when I ask money, you make excuses and questions. How do you want me to feel also? No, really, I tell really, really, really you what is really going on, and you really, really don't accept really it really.
And she never comments on how bizarre that is.
I have an ailment.
Yeah, no.
She goes, even your picture you can't send. I go, find someone else to really be your walker. Remember she called her my vampire?
I'm sitting here, and I'm just... And I just hear him go, what? And I'm going, she's going to say something, not even addressing.
Yeah.
Addressing what, all that.
Oh, yes, all that nonsense.
And it's like.
Nonsense? Is that how you talk of the ill?
Yes.
But I expect that from him, but not from you.
No,
but,
I know, I'm
but
sorry.
But the thing about it is.
I lost my empathy.
You did.
But the thing about it is like, she, they're so centered. On that,
eye on the prize.
They're so focused on that they're not even paying attention to the bullshit that goes on behind
all these bullshit.
All these years, all the ridiculous stuff that
really,
you throw
really,
at
really,
really,
really, really,
really,
really.
So I go find someone else to really be your walker. I try, but you don't love really me. I really, really know this now.
I really, really know this.
She goes, how do you want me to believe you then? You don't believe me. I don't believe you. I guess we video chat to prove our love or call it quits.
Oh.
So then later on she gets back to me. She goes, hi. I go, hey. She goes, now I hate chatting with you.
What? Wow.
I go, why? She goes, you think about it. I go, you're the one who tears us apart.
Stop it. Stop right now. That's got to be a woman.
That's got to be. Chatting.
You think about it.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah,
we heard her.
Yeah, but I'm telling
yeah.
you. But if there's a... Oh, it's okay. No. You think about it.
You
there's
think about
an
what
assignment.
You've done.
Or it's me. I'm talking to myself.
It's like, why do you think I'm upset?
Yeah.
It's like, uh-oh.
No, it's a scammer trying to get answers.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, that he's right.
So I go, you're the one who tears us apart. She goes, how? I go, tell me trust you, but you don't trust me. Love doesn't work that way. She goes, Davin, I never knew relationship with you was going to be like this. I was counting on that. That's why this bit works.
No one,
why,
no
that you're getting frustrated and not getting a fucking dime when we're laughing our balls off here in a studio?
How could you know? unless you have iTunes or go to davinsden.com or iHeartRadio, which you can't get in your country. You had no way of knowing. Yeah. Don't blame yourself. Davin, I never knew relationship with you was going to be like this. Whenever one needs help, you ask questions and make excuses. You love me, but you see me suffering, and you can't render any help. Oh, that's bad. Really? 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 You hurt me every day. Now I think she's mocking me.
Oh, that's what she wrote?
Wait, yes, she wrote all that?
That's hysterical.
That she's a heartless
bullshit. That she got your taste. Oh, that's hysterical. Touche.
What side are you on?
She's using your bullshit back on you.
Fuck you. It's not a real relationship. What? It's a scammer.
Oh, that's so funny. Really?
I go, now you're making fun of my condition? You really are a cold bitch.
Wow.
And you wonder why I lose myself in hookers, drugs, and meatloaf.
Oh my god.
She goes, I just love to be alone than to be with you. You sucks.
Yeah. Do you?
He sucks twice.
Sucks.
It sucks.
It sucks.
I go, it does. I tried. I went on tour and shook my ass for those greasy pigs and let them touch me to make some quick money for you. But it's never enough. Go, Jane. Goodbye.
Oh, throwing down the gauntlet. Oh.
I most certainly am.
Damn it. Oh. Good. All right.
She mocked me.
How much money did you make with those greasy pigs?
Quite a bit. She goes, goodbye. You waste your money on hookers and drug. Keep on. Go, Davin. Goodbye. I go, yeah.
She'd be wasting it on computers.
Yeah. Send some money
this
way.
That's what she wants. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I go, yeah, and I was cleaning up for us, but you never cared about me. It hurts, but I guess you were just playing me.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, if it's you were to help me, you should have done something since when I was in Nigeria, where all love blooms.
Wait a minute.
That's when she was in Nigeria.
She was in Nigeria, and where is she supposed to be now?
She's in Acton, California. She's back home.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
You're not buying it.
I must have missed that.
I go, but I couldn't, and you are here now. I thought you wanted a life together. I was working towards that, but you crapped all over it. I bet I never was your walker. She goes, okay. I go, what? No.
Okay,
she,
what?
She goes, okay. I go, what okay? She goes, what okay?
What's that supposed to mean?
I think you know. I go, you said okay. What are you agreeing with? It's turning into an Abbott and Costello bit.
Yeah, it is.
She goes, okay. I go, okie dokie. She goes, brother. Yeah. I go, yes.
Jesus Christ. What do you need a straw hat and cane for this?
I know. What? they need
are you pulling a rickshaw? What's wrong with you?
No.
The thesaurus for simple words. Yeah. Okay. Radio. Okie dokie. Cheerio. Pip pip.
February 26, 2018.
They're still talking.
Yes. She goes, hi. I just want to disturb you. I go, impossible. Then she attaches something. And it says this attachment may have been removed. I go, what can I do for you? She goes, what can you do for me if not question and excuses? I go, I was being sarcastic. Meaning I can do nothing for you, you whore. She goes, how? I go, never mind. She goes, LLL, you never understand yourself. I think so. I go, I understand myself. I understand you. I understand much more than you think.
Yeah.
She goes, tell me what you understand about me. I go, nah, it's better this way. You think I'm a fool living a silly life. She goes, LOL, look at his little brain level. If I think so, you shouldn't have to tell me.
Look at his little brain level.
Apparently she was right with Joe.
look at his little brain level. Look at how smart he is.
I go,
nut.
I go, I told you, come on video chat and I'll tell you a secret, dear.
Ah.
She goes, I think you are deaf. How many times do you want me to tell you I don't have a phone? I go, why are you still talking to me? She goes, you deserve a hot slap.
A hot slap.
A hot slap. You gonna write that down, Pete?
Yes.
I go, sounds kinky.
It does, yeah.
She goes, your words just hurts every day. You will soon regret this, what you are doing.
She'll see what it does on Tuesdays.
I go, nah, we both know we're not right for marriage. The most that would happen is wild sex.
Hold it. You're not even right to go see a fucking movie. You're talking about marriage.
I know.
I go, nah. We both know we're not right for marriage. The most that would happen is wild sex between me and your black ass. We both know that. Now remember, the pictures of her have not really been a black girl.
Oh right, you and your black ass.
Now hold on, Pip on special effect. I got something like that on here.
Oh okay. Yeah.
She goes, LL, call me and speak with my boyfriend. I go, so you admit it, you have a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Aha.
She goes, no, I have a fiancé.
What?
That's what she wrote.
Yeah, I know, bitch. Not
now
you.
You're on my side.
Because I'm pissed. I'm heartbroken now. How could she do that to you?
Yeah.
If you've been through so much.
Don't worry, I'm a professional. I know how to keep this on the up and up.
I get you.
I go, how does he feel about you saying you wanted to suck my dick?
I'm glad you prefaced that.
Saying I'm a professional?
Oh, that's hysterical. I know what to do.
I know
how do you feel when he's on my dick?
Rubbing his hands together. Hold on a second.
You
should
have heard
this.
What I said to the wench at the garage when I was trying to get my car, Joe.
Oh, my God. How did he feel about that?
She goes, that was then, not now. Let your sense work, David. You are worse ex. I go, oh, you've become engaged in the past 2 days? I go.
How'd you like to suck my one?
How'd you like to suck my dick?
How do you like it when you said you wanted to come on my head?
I go, maybe, but you like me. I am fun. She goes, not your problem. I go, if he's with you, I will talk to him like you suggested. She goes, yeah, call me. I go, does he want to talk to me? She goes, yeah, he's a free man.
Okay.
I go, free man? She goes, call, stop questions. I go, well, shortly. Settle down, woman.
She's feisty.
She most certainly. She goes, okay, man.
Now, see here, my good man. I'm in love with her, and I take her away. Really, 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 really.
Maybe you should go play for that team.
Really?
I go, admit it, you kind of like me. She goes, kind of man who loves hookers and drugs. Is that you mean? It sucks the service. And then I
what,
called.
What? It sucks the service?
And then I called.
Oh, my God.
I come bearing treats for my kids.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? You there? You there?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello. Hello. Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me all right?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fantastic. So I guess we're at the end.
Fine, thank you. How about you?
I'm glad you're doing well. So I guess we're at the end of this now. I said I guess we're at the end of this now.
Oh, end of this?
Yeah, man. You and Jane. You and Jane, man. She said you're her fiancé.
Yeah, she's a good woman.
Yeah, man.
Treat her badly, please.
Yeah, well, I kind of knew you were in the picture the whole time.
This one.
I knew you were in the picture the whole time, my friend.
Did you know that?
Yeah, man, I knew the whole game, man. You guys make good radio. You guys are fantastic. You guys are very popular. What? What? You there?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
All right, I'm gonna speak slower.
I'm here.
Okay, I'm gonna speak slower. It's been a fun time. Right. It's been a fun time. I'm sorry to see that you and Jane are no longer going to be a part of my life.
So,
what?
Are you saying you miss her, right? Or you really love her?
Oh, of course I love. Of course
you
I love her.
Really love her.
Of course I do. But she's with you now, so it has to end. Look, I would never want to keep you from your beautiful Jane.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm here. I am here.
Yeah, she told me about you.
Did
you? You are not such a good man.
No, I'm terrible. I'm terrible. Only thing worse than me would be a Mugu. That would be the only thing worse than me.
It's a Mugu.
A Mugu. I'm sure you've heard the term.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that would be the only thing worse than me would be. How come what?
I'll call me a Mugu.
No, I'm not calling you a Mugu. I'm saying the only thing that would be worse than me, this drug using, hooker enjoying guy, would be if I was a Mugu. That would be the only thing worse than this, don't you think?
You know what?
What?
She is a very good girl, and I've been noticing her before she left Acton to Nigeria.
Okay.
And now she came back, okay. And she's still good. She's still good, though I can see some.
Well, repeat again. Repeat again. I'm sorry, that broke up.
On her, but I know she's good.
Well,
she's good.
Then you're a lucky man, aren't you? That you have such a good woman.
I said
you're a lucky man.
All right. I said when she left Acton to Nigeria.
Wow.
So and when you should have that, but why?
Why didn't I help her?
Thank you very much.
Why? Yes.
But why do you treat her like a slave?
Why? Like no, she's not a slave. No, you want to be? Should we be honest? What's your name, sir? What's your name?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Why?
Because I want to know who I'm talking to.
Oh, I'm talking to Ken.
Excuse me, repeat, please.
Hello?
Yes, can you repeat that, please?
Kane.
Well, nice.
Ken,
nice to meet you, Kane.
Nice to meet you, too.
Why did I treat her so badly? Here's the thing, Kane. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. If you're going to come at me, Kane, if you're going to come at me, you got to raise your game. I'm playing at such a high level.
I saw the way you're talking to her, like messing her up. You didn't show the fucking care. Like, you don't ever ask for help. You make excuses and questions.
Yeah.
Just to avoid the hair she wants.
Yeah.
Why?
I did.
She said you love her.
I did. Well, she said she loved me after like 10 minutes. It was amazing. Dude, she wanted to suck my dick. I could show you the copy of it.
I know. I know you wanted to tell me that. I know. I can see everything.
Of course you can.
She can suck your dick anymore.
Of course you can, Kane, because you feed her lines.
Suck your dick anymore.
Kane, of course you know, because you feed her lines.
You know what?
You feed her lines. That's the game, dude. You're a big fucking star now. You have no idea how many people you two have entertained.
Kids?
Oh, my God.
Feedback? Thoughts?
Oh,
you guys have you guys have never heard me do that with a scammer before.
Well, how did that end?
I want to hear your thoughts, and then we'll see what we're going to do.
She said she wants to suck my dick.
That's hysterical. And then you called. And before that, you were starting to piss him off.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. Oh, you're a bad dude. Really? Am I? Meanwhile, a little.
Train's here, Joe. Got a spot at the coffee house?
A little a little choo-choo noise is going on behind Joe.
Makes Joe think of Saturday Night's Comedy Show.
Oh my God.
How'd you guys think? You've never heard me take that approach.
No.
No, that was good. You had him on the ropes.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, why is it taking so long for him to figure out that you're onto them?
Because I don't think they've ever been confronted on this before.
No, so they're still...
I pretty much told them the
game's
up.
You said you make great radio, and he's like, what? He doesn't know what you're talking about.
I said, if you're going to come at me, you gotta have a much better game.
But I think that's a colloquialism that he doesn't get.
That sucks for him.
Yeah, I know.
He should have an American
told
on
me
call.
To suck my dick.
I think that was your favorite part. You told me she wanted to suck my dick.
And I know you've been there, and I know you, because you've been coaching her. You've been feeding her lines.
I know you.
See,
know.
I don't just call you out on things I think are horseshit, Joe. I do it to them too.
that was really good because you just because he was perplexed.
Yes,
he didn't know. He never got a call like that before.
He's like, why are you calling me?
Now
Mugu?
Remember, she wanted me to talk to him because they were going to handle me.
Yeah,
they were going to fucking.
They were going to handle you.
They were going to get me back on the course. Guilt me. Why she really loves you? That's what they were going to say. I'm guessing. Why are you treating her so bad?
And why would her fiance be in the business of trying to get you two kids back together?
Yeah,
that
really
doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
No, well, they didn't really think this through, and they didn't know what was coming at
no.
them.
She wanted to suck my dick.
Oh, my God. And, I was just like. Oh.
And the thing about it is that, yeah, that was their game to try to suck you back in, because why would he stay in the phone store? Let them get a call light down here. Fuck you. And hang up.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to stay in the phone for 5 minutes.
No. I'd be like, I'm her fiance, man. Don't.
Of 2 days. Of 2 days.
She wanted to suck your dick. How dare you, sir? Boom. You know, like.
You know, I see everything. I go, of course you do. You're feeding her lies.
Yeah. She's a great girl. It's like, why are you even talking to me? Why
and
are you
entertaining this?
The
thing about it is that he said, I see everything, to try to intimidate him.
Right.
You know, that's an intimidation tactic.
I didn't pick up on that. Interesting.
Yeah, it's an intimidation, and you just fire back. Of course you do. You're feeding her lines. You just went, oh, shut up, stupid. That's essentially what you did.
Yeah, I had enough of their horse shit.
Oh, my God. That was really funny. I mean, it just like saying, just calling it out and going, no, I know what's up. Don't you get I know what's up? And they're still like, how can we play this to our advantage? It's like, no, there is no advantage. Advantage, Davin.
But this is cat and mouse.
Oh, yeah.
So do we just let them go or continue?
I can't. How much longer is it? I gotta know.
Well, there's more. There's
no, but I mean the tape.
Oh, that's the end of the tape.
Oh, that was the end of it?
That's the end of the tape.
I would leave it here for tonight.
And
leave it here for tonight and go.
Then you need to make a note to remind me what the fuck we did, because I always forget. And I
know you do.
So that's on you now.
All right.
So you guys like?
Yes.
One of the better ones?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, because you laid in. Why don't put it on? It's going to catch fire.
No, it's not. It's off, stupid.
I know. I don't like it when he puts paper on
that. I was trying to help.
I know.
I was confused by you trying to help.
Is that what you're going to tell the fire department?
Well, Joe warned me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's the hardest I've come at a scammer.
Yeah, so far.
I pretty much said, you know, you should stop.
Yeah, it's like, okay, if we're done, let's just.
Which I've never done before.
Are we going to be honest here?
Yeah, I've never gone out with a blaze of glory with these fucking scammers.
No. And you know what? I wish that there was more tape. What happened?
Was that your game plan, or did you just riff it that way and just roll with
it? I just riffed
it.
I didn't know I was going to be talking to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just didn't know. You know, I thought you did. This is my game. But sometimes if you're rolling, you roll with what you're given.
I had no idea that this was going to come where she was going to want me to talk to the guy. Mm-hmm. But I had enough of their horse shit. I felt insulted that the game was this bad.
Really?
Really?
Really? Really?
I will give her credit. She started to show some fucking humor.
Yeah.
But I already don't like her.
No, but the reallys were great.
You enjoyed the reallys.
Really? 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 Yeah. Really? Yes.
I thought that.
When she did it back at you, that was hilarious.
Yeah, a little moxie there.
Yeah.
You didn't like that, did you?
It depends who it's coming.
Are you insulting my affliction?
But here's the interesting thing. I wonder who's actually running this shit. Because she seems more on the game than he does, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we think I was talking to her. on the texting.
Yeah, yes. But you would talk to the guy. Now, you're saying that on the game, these could be a group of people that we have, and this guy is just maybe running stuff, and he's like, all right, I'll take the phone call. I'll be the boyfriend.
That was probably the plan.
You know, so right. He doesn't,
but it's a really shitty plan to have a fiance 2 days later.
What? It's like, no, it's like saying, I thought she was saying he's been here all along. And yeah. It's like,
because
well,
I called her on that. I wasn't like, I guess she was expecting, what? No!
Yeah,
but
like,
the two key things are, it's like,
well, she's going to break it down for us.
Sucking my dick. Funny. But the other key thing, where it just went like, well, I could see everything going on. That is supposed to scare the shit out of you.
I didn't pick up on that.
And you
I
just
didn't
sunk, and something that was supposed to make you get nervous, you just fucking snapped and sunk your fangs into the motherfucker. Which is hysterical. He wasn't expecting that.
No. Like, that's why there was pauses. I think he was like looking around. Do we have somebody to feed me lines?
Yeah, really. And like kept saying, like, hello? Like are you still there? I'm waiting for you to say something.
It's almost like
stupid.
I said, I had a pipe. I'll smash your brains in with this pipe. And then you take a mallet, whale me across the face. Really? Are you, asshole? I wouldn't be expecting that.
You don't know what I'm capable of.
You know, that you called his bluff instantly, in a second.
Yeah.
There was no bravado or shit like that in an instant. He didn't have time to think.
No.
And you caught him with his drawers
down.
And
I don't think they could. I still don't think they could comprehend
because,
what they're dealing with.
Because,
no,
they're not.
And
because
I told them
not,
what they're dealing with. You make great radio.
Yeah.
And
but
like,
they don't. You know, they unfortunately prey on people that, you know, are lonely and not are going to get nervous of what they say and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you didn't back down, and you're like, they're like, uh-oh, he was speechless.
Well, because, you know, you're saying, oh, I do drugs and hookers and stuff. Oh, I saw everything. You know, like, you should be scared, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like,
it's like the guy
that
I called up as General MacGyver.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't know whether to shit or wind his watch, you know, because he
could
wasn't
do both.
Expecting that. Yeah.
I mean, he used him in the shame of some time.
Yeah.
He was winding.
That's the problem with that expression. You actually can do both.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
I mean, I would shit first and then wind my watch.
Yeah, but see, not everybody makes that choice.
That's true. Sometimes you wind the watch first and see how long this shit's going to take.
Yeah.
Of course, that's why people don't really wind watches anymore, Joe.
Oh, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
It certainly is. Watch. When people have to make a choice between winding a watch or shitting. Progress. All right.
Well, that was great.
Enjoy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
very
I
good.
Did.
Very
yeah.
good. Very good. Very enjoyable.
All right. So you'll have to write me a little summary so I can recall what the fuck. I guess we would call basically I confronted the mail.
Yeah.
All right. So that was that. Let's plug some stuff and get out of here. It's a good show. Very interesting show.
Yeah, I'll say.
It was
all over the place.
Yeah. It came from a mild-mannered me to a badass Pip. To us, well, you know, you handling business online, Joe and I screaming at each other.
Yeah.
And
it's just a regularly scheduled show.
Not really. We don't scream at each other that much.
No, not that often.
But that was good. It was hostile, but it didn't get too personal. So that was one of our better ones.
Yes.
That way we actually handled that well.
Yes
for
you
a
did.
Fucking change. Good for us. Kudos to us.
I think it's where you and I were huddled into a corner on fucking Saturday night. Maybe we have a
we shared a trauma.
Even though we have very vast differences on a topic, we still...
I might be mad at you, but I love you, man.
Fucking stowaways in a coffee shop in Rahway or wherever the fuck we were.
Yeah. Even when we were there, where the fuck are we?
You already suffered.
Yeah.
And we actually started the debate there. And it's like, what? No. And I'm telling you, you know, I go, stop. We
can't do another show.
We can't discuss.
Plus, it would have made a scene.
Yeah.
People were trying to enjoy a comedy show quietly.
Yes.
A man talking about fucking a rhododendron.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was plant fucking going on, and a radio show was breaking out in the corner.
I wish I could make that up. And Joe had a line for it, and then I posted something about it on Facebook. Joe's like, you didn't want me to help. I'm like, you wanted to assist that?
Yeah. Yeah, don't. No,
like, I got a line. You going to help that?
Yeah, no. Not the plant
sometimes
fucker.
You let things die.
You know, with the fern thing, I would.
Yeah, leave the plant fucker alone.
And there was that one guy. There was this one guy, just this. Like up there.
Oh no!
I was like, gee, what? What are you talking about? Speak up!
But I was the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you going over?
The guy who the audience asked to keep going.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I was the issue.
Awful.
They should have fucking thanked me.
Yeah.
But.
Jeez.
Anyway, speaking of thank you, I'm going to thank somebody. I'm going to thank Tao of Energy. Because they're an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Portobello, that's Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin Stand. Davin, we got anything cooking?
It's simmering.
It's simmering. We got something simmering just like the delicious food at Portobello. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them at 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Pip.
You deserve to listen to Mr. Helix on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
I mean, sometimes the segue presents itself, but just like, no.
Would you rather I talk about succulent meat or my husband, Mr. Helix?
Maybe he is succulent meat. I don't know.
On HudsonRiverRadio.com.
From
3 to 6, Monday through Friday. Great radio show. You should listen.
Joe?
Not a damn thing.
Wednesday, June 20th, I will be on the 11 p.m. show at the Broadway Comedy Club. Tickets call 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. This was a spirited show. I hope we get the podcast up sometime this week.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That's the goals.
Wee!
We'll see. Can't say I'm optimistic, but we'll see. But thank you guys for listening. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.